would you ask a stranger to eat with you?
I want to come in and have some dinner with me.
All right. I had just down to eat when the phone rang.
Just sit down to eat when the phone rang, Maddie.
Uh-huh. And yesterday, I just sat down to eat. All right. You told me to help myself to some food, and so I...
Yeah. I help myself.
All right. Stuff that you would grow in a home garden, you'd refer to that as those as your
garden.
Your garden what?
It's my home garden, vegetable, where we raise different stuff in there.
Would you call them the vegetables?
Vegetable
or would you call
garden.
It truck or?
We got our garden, vegetable garden. There.
Okay. You'd say that all those things out there. Do you ever hear them called sass?
What?
Sass.
Sass.
Sass. Okay. That's something somebody says now and then. But you'd say there's a vegetable.
Vegetable garden.
All right. Last time I talked to you about white lightning and cheap whiskey, I met a man over in Natchez who had eaten some cheap whiskey, and or had drunk some rather, and he was crippled from it. Apparently it was poisoned.
Well, I imagine it is.
Something happened. He's been crippled ever since. His brother almost died from it. He and his brother got hold of it.
Mm. Wonder what has happened to it. Wasn't right or?
No telling. And sometimes, you know, they get lead in it. By accident or something. He said it was poison.
Poor knife. Some of them. They say copper is all right, but this galvanized iron, so that's what got that pole in the key. So that would kill you, that galvanized iron. Some of them making an old can, old tin can, old galvanized water pipe, all that kind of stuff. So that's against you.
What is that that I smell? Smells so good. Gardenias.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some citrus. Yeah, that's... Oh, I just all of a sudden I got a big whiff of it. They're beautiful. Ours bloomed. You wouldn't believe our gardenias bloomed this year like in January. Strangest time. We had this peculiar winter. We had real warm weather in the middle of the winter, and the gardenias bloomed, so I guess they won't bloom this summer.
Yeah.
Which leads into a good question here. Somebody walks out, you know, and you have this odor floating around, you might say, just...
Just got a whip of it.
Or just smell.
I just smell it.
Talking about how they used to sell sugar, they sold it not already sacked up. They sold it
loose.
Or in bulk.
In bulk or like that, you know. Well, you know, back then, you know, people used to get it like that. You used to get sugar in barrels. Sugar used to come in bags, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was scooping, you know, and dip it out in the paper bag, weigh out 10 pounds, 5 pounds, whatever you want.
Did they ever use a sack as a measure? Like it's saying a sack of sugar as a measure, you know, of how much you wanted?
How much you want.
Or did you tell them I want 5 pounds of sugar?
Said, you had to buy it like this and say, now, you want 10 pounds, I want 10 pounds of sugar. So you take that scoop,
put it
in the sack and weigh it out and weigh it 10 pounds and tie it up and give it to you.
There's something that you might eat on biscuits with butter, perhaps. You might eat jam or you might eat
jelly.
There are two shakers on your table. They are?
Salt and pepper shaker.
If you were asking someone for an apple, you might say, give me
an apple.